Ron? He had reached the top of the stairs, turned right, and almost walked into Ron, who was lurking behind a statue of Lachlan the Lanky, clutching his broomstick. He gave a great leap of surprise when he saw Harry and attempted to hide his new clean sweep 11 behind his back. "What are you doing?"
Nothing.
"What are you doing?" Harry frowned at him. "Come on, you can tell me. What are you hiding here for?"
I'm hiding from Fred and George, if you must know," said Ron. "They just went past with a bunch of first years. I bet they're testing stuff on them again. I mean, they can't do it in the common room now, can they? Not with Hermione there."
He was talking in a very fast, feverish way. "But what have you got your broom for? You haven't been flying, have you?" Harry asked.
Well, okay, I'll tell you, but don't laugh, all right?"
Ron said defensively, turning redder with every second.
I thought I'd try out for Gryffindor Keeper. Now I've got a decent broom. There, go on, laugh."
"I'm not laughing," said Harry. Ron blinked.
"It's a brilliant idea. It'd be really cool if you got on the team. I've never seen you play keeper. Are you good?"
"I'm not bad," said Ron, who looked immensely relieved at Harry's reaction. "Charlie, Fred and George always made me keep for them when they were training during the holidays."
"So you've been practicing tonight?" "Every evening since Tuesday, just on my own, though. I've been trying to bewitch Quaffles to fly at me, but it hasn't been easy, and I don't know how much use it'll be."
Ron looked nervous and anxious.
"Fred and George are going to laugh themselves stupid when I turn up for the tryouts. They haven't stopped taking the mickey out of me since I got made a prefect."
"I wish I was going to be there," said Harry bitterly as they set off together toward the common room.
"Yeah, so do—"
"Harry, what's that on the back of your hand?" Harry, who had just scratched his nose with his free right hand, tried to hide it, but had as much success as Ron with his clean sweep. "It's just a cut. It's nothing. It's—" But Ron had grabbed Harry's forearm and pulled the back of Harry's hand up level with his eyes. There was a pause during which he stared at the words carved into the skin. Then he released Harry, looking sick.
"I thought you said she was giving you lines."
Harry hesitated. But after all, Ron had been honest with him, so he told Ron the truth about the hours he had been spending in Umbridge's office.
"The old hag!"
Ron said in a revolted whisper as they came to a halt in front of the fat lady, who was dozing peacefully with her head against her frame.
"She's sick. Go to McGonagall, say something."
"No," said Harry at once. "I'm not giving her the satisfaction of knowing she's got to me."
"Got to you? You can't let her get away with this."
"I don't know how much power McGonagall's got over her," said Harry.
"Dumbledore, then. Tell Dumbledore."
"No," said Harry flatly.
"Why not?"
"He's got enough on his mind," said Harry. But that was not the true reason. He was not going to go to Dumbledore for help when Dumbledore had not spoken to him once since last June.
"Well, I reckon you should,"
Ron began, but he was interrupted by the fat lady who had been watching them sleepily and now burst out,
"Are you going to give me the password, or will I have to stay awake all night waiting for you to finish your conversation?"